Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details. Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Max Muncy, first Seager, now Turner, Cody Bellinger, Mookie Betts has done it again.
Oh, it's good to be back.
Renegade, 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 I don't hold back on my enemy.
That's well hit, and it's a grand slam home run.
This is Morongo Casino, world champion Dodgers on deck.
Back to back, bottom of the first. Betts leaps and makes the catch.
There is no mission impossible. Could you stop the unstoppable?
Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck is brought to you by Chevrolet.
Find new roads.
UCLA Health.
Keeping you on top of your game.
Mutual of America.
Your retirement company.
That's back at the wall and that's gone. The fourth home run of the night for the Dodgers.
Children's Hospital LA.
From colds to cancer, we got this.
Jim Beam.
Official bourbon of the LA Dodgers.
And your SoCal Toyota dealers.
We make it easy.
Now with a pregame look at your World Series champion Dodgers.
Champions of baseball.
Here's your host, Tim Cates.
Hi, Dodger fans, and welcome in to Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck. Hope you are well on this Friday afternoon. Your World Series champion Dodgers, 16-10 on this season. Losers of 7 of their last 8. The Dodgers have fallen out of first place. Now a half game back of San Francisco in the NL West. But today is a new day, and the Dodgers continue their series in Milwaukee. Tonight, game 2 of this 4-game set with the hopes of turning things around. They send rookie Edwin Ucetta to the mound, making his major league debut in what will be a bullpen game after Ucetta. First pitch for Milwaukee is coming up at 5:10. Coming up over the next 60 minutes here on Morongo Casino Dodgers on Deck, we got a lot to get to. We're going to hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We're going to hear from former Dodger manager Joe Torre, now works for the commissioner's office. We'll get you a preview of this pitching matchup with Edwin Ucetta on the mound. We're going to have your chance to play the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game contest. We'll check in with Rick Monday and Tim Neverett out at the booth in a couple of minutes. We'll also check in with Kirsten Watson and David Vasse throughout the show. Well, last night in Milwaukee, Bauer went the distance, but the offense was non-existent. Trevor Bauer, a complete game 4 hitter. He struck out 6 along the way. The only mistake that Bauer made was in the fourth. After a walk to Garcia, Bauer then hung a 2-2 curveball to Travis Shaw.
2-2 pitch to Shaw. Curveball, and this one is lifted toward the right field corner and deep, and it is gone. Just fair. Travis Shaw with a 2-run home run, and the Brewers up 2-0.
2-run shot from Shaw. That's the top-tier play of the game, brought to you by Arco Quality Top-Tier Gas for Less. The Dodgers' offense had their troubles with Brewers starter Eric Lauer. The left-hander went 5 innings, scattered just 4 hits while striking out 3. The Brewers' bullpen then shut the Dodgers' bats down the next 3 innings, scattering just 3 hits along the way. The Dodgers actually had something going in the 8th inning. Mookie Betts a leadoff walk. However, Corey Seager, first ball swinging, grounded into a double play. As it would turn out, Turner and Smith had back-to-back singles after that double play. However, it wasn't enough as the Dodgers' threat ended in the 9th. Chris Taylor, a leadoff single off Josh Hader. He advanced to second on a balk. 3 batters later, Austin Barnes got the Dodgers on the board.
Hader hiding the ball near his left hip. The kick, the pitch, swung on and hit to left field, and coming on is the left fielder, Taylor. He won't make the play. It drops in for a hit, and Barnes keeps the Dodger hopes alive. Taylor comes in to score. The shutout is gone. That's the first earned run allowed by Josh Hader this season.
RBI single for Barnes. See, that made it a 2-1 game. Mookie Betts, though, flew out to end the game. Brewers hang on and beat the Dodgers 2-1. Eric Lauer gets the win. He's now 6-0 against the Dodgers in his career. Trevor Bauer, the complete game four-hitter, but he takes the L. The Dodgers now drop 7 of their last 8. They're now 16-10 overall. We mentioned a half game back now of San Francisco in the NL West. Today, the Dodgers look to get back on track as they send a rookie to the mound. Edwin Uceta makes his major league debut, and with more, let's check in with Rick Monday and Tim Neverett. Guys?
Tim, thank you very much. Rick, the Dodgers start this day a half game behind the San Francisco Giants. The Giants were idle yesterday, so they picked up the half game, but looking to stay right near the top or get back into the top of the division standing, 16-10. They've had a problem offensively lately, with the exception of a game 2 games ago.
Yeah, and taking it on the chin last night, 2-1 was the final. Did not score until the top of the ninth inning. That was one run. They did have another runner that was on base, but could not push him across. And they out-hit the Brewers 9-4. And that's the good news. The bad news is, of the 9 hits, 8 of those came with 2 outs in an inning. And the Dodgers have to be a little bit more efficient, in fact, a lot more efficient than what they have been from an offensive standpoint. They've now lost 8 of the last 11. And in that period of time, they're averaging just under 3.5 runs a game. And in those 11 games, they're hitting below 200 as a team.
So things need to change, and they usually do during the course of the season as we get set to put a bow on the month of April and turn the calendar over to May starting tomorrow. But tonight, it's a chance to get even. They'll have to do it without Mookie Betts. It's a day off for Betts tonight. Dave Roberts not really liking what he's seeing, apparently, with Mookie's swings and his at-bats. Last night, something that was quite rare, Mookie Betts striking out looking in consecutive at-bats before getting a base hit in the fifth.
Yeah, and if you look at Mookie Betts, that's been kind of the story. He's been taking a lot of third strikes called, and having been there before myself, it's normally a situation, Tim, where you're just not picking the ball up for whatever reason out of the pitcher's hand. And from a hitter's standpoint, you get into certain areas that you say, hey, wait a minute, this stretch is going really in a weird direction, because you don't see the ball out of the hand. You don't really pick the ball up until it seems like it's about 10 feet in front of home plate. And by that time, it's a little bit too late. So Mookie will get a chance to kind of rest, at least at the beginning of today's game. This is going to be a taxing road trip. They go from this 4-game series into Chicago. They play the Cubs, and they come back. And yes, then they go down to Anaheim. They can compute back and forth. But for Mookie Betts, since returning from that lower back stiffness that he's had, he's hitting just barely above 200. He's not using that back as an excuse, but right now Mookie Betts isn't quite right.
Looking for him to be in the lineup for the remaining games on the road trip. So Chris Taylor will lead off and play center field in this one. Matt Beaty gets back in the lineup. He's been swinging a decent bat lately.
Yeah, he's been swinging the bat, and confidence, I think, is a big deal too. Dave Roberts has done, I think, a terrific job in making sure that everyone on the roster has a chance to play. And it's not like, okay, you're going to play this day. What he's trying to do is to keep everybody in the flow, to where if you have an injury, and Lord knows the Dodgers have had some injuries, Brewers have really had a lot of injuries. They have 14 players that have been on the injured list. The Dodgers have their own problems, but to keep guys in the game and feel like they're part of the team and get the timing is very, very important, and Dave Roberts is doing that.
And Gavin Lux back in the lineup tonight. He is expecting to play in the remaining games in this series in his home state. He'll bat eighth, right in front of Edwin Uceta, who makes his major league debut tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be fun to see Uceta, if he can just control the nerves. Here's a young man of the Dominican Republic. As he was growing up, he didn't always have food on the table. He signed for a whopping $10,000. That was the bonus that he had. But here's a young man, I think, Tim, that understands and appreciates the fact that he's going to get a chance. Is this going to be one look? We don't really know. If he's impressive, he throws that fastball, a big slurve, and a changeup. We'll talk a little bit more about him. It's going to be fun to watch him make his debut.
Uceta and the rest of the bullpen taking on Freddy Peralta. Game 2, Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee. Tim?
All right, thanks a lot, guys. Coming up here on Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck. We got a lot to get to still. We're going to hear from Dodger manager Dave Roberts. We're going to hear from former Dodger manager, now assistant to the commissioner, Joe Torre. We'll check in with David Vasse. We'll break down this pitching matchup with Edwin Uceta, making his major league debut for the Dodgers, the 23-year-old right-hander of the Dominican Republic. More on him throughout the show. We got your chance to play the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. But up next, we check in with Kirsten Watson as we leave you up to Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's the Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee. Edwin Uceta makes his major league debut. The 23-year-old right-hander for the Dodgers out of the Dominican Republic takes on Freddy Peralta. We'll preview this pitching matchup coming up in just a little bit. First pitch set for 5-10.
Fly ball to center field. It's way back at the wall. Gone. A home run.
The best drive of the game. Brought to you by Adriana's Insurance.
Two outs, bottom of the seventh. Curveball in through the back door, called strike three as Bauer strikes out his sixth man of the ball game, and the Brewers go down in order in the seventh.
A lot of that from Trevor Bauer yesterday. He held Milwaukee to just four hits in the game. He went a complete game, eight innings, as the Brewers didn't bat in the ninth. Six punch outs. You just heard his sixth right there. He gave up a two-run home run. That was the only mistake of the game. 113 pitches for Trevor Bauer. Complete game, but he takes the loss as the Brewers beat the Dodgers 2-1. Speaking of the best drive of the game, if you want to save on your auto insurance, only Adriana's Insurance can guarantee it. More options, no contract, just savings. Call 800-498-7000, 800-498-7000.
This is Kirsten's Corner.
Come out of the corner now.
With Kirsten Watson.
Kirsten now joins us before the Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee. Game two of this four-game set. Before we get into today's bullpen game, Kirsten, last night, Dodgers lose 2-1, but Trevor Bauer, the complete game four-hitter, and he gets the loss.
First of all, with Trevor Bauer, he's been wanting to pitch a complete game. You know, that was something that he said that Dave Roberts had promised him after his last outing. Dave Robertson was like, promise might be a big word, but you know, it is something that they've been discussing. And the benefit of yesterday, it provided an opportunity to give the bullpen a break. Obviously, dealing with injuries and, you know, coming off of two series in which there were extra innings played and things like that, you know, at least him going the full length did create somewhat of a break for him. And as much as he wasn't too happy with his command and his location and stuff like that, you know, on a larger picture, it did set up the team in a good way to at least preserve the guys in the bullpen, especially considering today is going to be a bullpen day for them. So, I mean, and even Mark Pryor hit on it, and he was just like, with such a depleted bullpen right now, his game really gave them just so much opportunity to just really, like, take a step back and reset. So it was, you know, it was kind of a benefit, I guess, for both sides. As much as Trevor wasn't too happy with his performance, he was happy going to the complete game, and they was benefiting the bullpen. So good things came out, at least.
No doubt about it. Hopefully the Dodgers offense can start to get things going here tonight. The Dodgers go with the bullpen game, and they're going with a young arm to start it off.
Yeah, so Edwin Uceta is going to be the starting pitcher tonight. And for Dave Roberts, he said that he is someone who was the best option to provide some length. So in the minors, actually, he was kind of in a position as a starting pitcher. So with that background, he is someone who has the fastball, has Mark Pryor described it as kind of a slurvish type breaking ball, curveball there. But he is going to be the best option to kind of just get the start today. He's been working really hard on it in spring training and at the alternate site playing against some of the Padres teams and stuff in those games. So a lot of excitement, one, around just him getting the start. Matt Beatty also acknowledged, he was like, you know, he got the call yesterday and he's getting the start today, which is very exciting. So everyone's just kind of in this position of, like, they just can't wait to see him get out there. Because as Matt Beatty mentioned, he was like, you know, in spring training, he did see him. He was playing in the outfield behind him as while he pitched early in spring. And so there were a few opportunities to get to see him play, but he hasn't played with him before and other than that sense or in spring training, and but has seen him whether it was at the alternate site last year or spring training this year. So everyone's pretty excited to kind of see what he can offer. And as Mark Pryor mentioned, I mean, he said he was the best option, and they all are excited. So I can't wait to see what happens as well.
Looking forward to it. Kirsten's Corner, sponsored by Cars for Kids. Now would be a great time to clean out your garage and donate that old car to Cars for Kids. See how easy it is, Dodger fans. Call them at 877-CARS-FOR-KIDS or online at carsforkids.com. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll preview tonight's pitching matchup. But up next, we'll get you an injury report, and we'll check in with Dodger manager Dave Roberts. Leading you up to first pitch from Milwaukee, Dodgers and Brewers. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
It's the Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee. Edwin Ucetta gets the start, his first in the big leagues. There'll be a bullpen game after that. First pitch coming up at 5:10.
This is the LA Dodgers Injury Report.
Presented by UCLA Health, keeping you off the injured list. Bruised dog Gratterall on the IL with the right forearm tightness. David Price on the injury list with the right hamstring strain. Corey Knebel on the IL with the right lat strain. Zach McKinstry on the IL with the right oblique strain. Cody Bellinger on the IL with a hairline fracture in his calf. He is working his way back at the alternate camp in Arizona. Tony Gonsolin on the IL with shoulder inflammation. Joe Kelly, find out, had a cyst in his right shoulder. We'll hear from manager Dave Roberts on that in just a second. Joe Kelly had surgery in the offseason, just revealed today to a radio station in Boston. How about that? So Joe Kelly working his way back from that. Let's go back out to Milwaukee. And again, let's hear from Dodger skipper Dave Roberts.
Anything else for Dave?
Dave, do you think...
Other questions for Dave?
Dave, can you just describe...
Dave, can you talk about the pressure?
In the dugout with Dave Roberts.
Today you've got Edwin Ucetta starting. What should we expect to see from him?
Well, it's a four-pitch mix. He's a strike thrower debut. I know he's excited. And, the hope is for him to go a couple innings and throw up a couple zeros.
And how do you manage the bullpen on a day like this?
Yeah, I think that there's a couple guys that we have that can go, a few guys that can go multiples in Jimmy. Mitchell, and so potentially Clevenger. So now to kind of mix and match and get some matchups that will be beneficial for our guys.
And is today just a scheduled off day for Mookie?
Yeah. It's a long stretch here. So I just felt that kind of somewhere in the middle, give him a blow, and then we'll get him in for the next two and then the three in Chicago. So he'll play five straight. Getting to the off day.
Hey, Dave, Joe Kelly revealed his secret injury to a Boston media member today about a cyst. How aware were you of how serious his injury was?
Yeah, we were aware, Dave, and it's something that Joe, very prideful, doesn't make excuses, and we talked about it, and he just wanted to keep it quiet, and we weren't too concerned as far as the short or the long term. It's something that he didn't want to make an excuse for a performance last year. And so it felt it would come out as such. So, you know, we were going to do it. It slipped our mind, but it's not something that we were trying to conceal. I think initially it was more of respecting Joe's wishes.
Why did he want to keep it such a secret?
I just said, because I think that it would have could have been perceived as that he didn't pitch well. The inconsistencies was because of the cyst. So now came into spring training good. Now he went back to back a couple days ago, a few days ago, a couple days rest. He'll pitch on Sunday. So I think, and you know, if it was something more impactful or serious, obviously it would have been, you know, released. But it's more of us kind of adhering to his wishes.
From what you've heard of the way he's throwing the ball, is he getting close to the reason why you guys signed him 3 years ago?
Yes, he is. Joe's doing everything we've asked, trying to get him back. Like I just said, he went back to back. He'll throw an inning on Sunday, and the command, the velocity, the breaking ball, change up, all that is there. The soreness after outings is dissipating. So he's bouncing back. So shoot, hopefully second week of May, we'd love to have him back.
All right, there's Dave Roberts, an explanation on Joe Kelly and the cyst on his right shoulder. Wanted to keep it disclosed during the offseason. Sounds like he's close to coming back. Still to come, we're going to have your chance to participate in the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. But when we continue, we'll check in with David Vasse as we lead you up to first pitch from Milwaukee, Dodgers and Brewers. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading up to Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee, Morongo Casino, Dodgers on deck continues. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Edwin Uceta and Freddy Peralta, the pitching matchup. First pitch set for 5:10.
Joining Tim Cates on Dodgers on deck.
I accept everybody for who they are.
This is Dodger Insider, David Vasse.
All right, Dave, no Mookie Betts in the lineup, and he's not really swinging the bat very well right now.
No, last night he took two called strike threes in his first two at-bats. Maybe his best at-bat was the patience he had in the eighth inning when Devin Williams could not find the strike zone and he walked him on four pitches. Unfortunately, Corey Seager did not have the same patience, Tim, but we'll talk about that another time. Mookie Betts, though, in his last 13 games, he has not hit a home run, and he's 12 for his last 56 with 15 strikeouts. Now, Dave Roberts said today that he is not giving Mookie a day off because of this slump, but because it was a scheduled day off during the course of this 14 consecutive games that the Dodgers are playing right now. But you have to believe that some of that will benefit him to sit out and maybe take a step back and try to stop pressing. Because let's face it, when Mookie Betts got into the leadoff spot last year, the Dodger offense took off and they scored almost 6 runs per game. He's struggling right now. He's only hitting 250. His slug is way down in the 400s. Until he gets it going, this Dodger offense is not going to be firing on all cylinders.
The Dodgers certainly would love to have Edwin Uceta make his major league debut tonight and go deep as possible because this bullpen is super thin.
Yeah, think about this, Tim. Corey Knebel's out for months. Tony Gonsolin just barely started pitching. He's throwing 20 pitches down at the alternate site. Brustar Graterol has a tight right forearm. I'm not sure how serious that is. I'm hearing that it may not be as serious from what people may think it was. David Price has a bad hamstring, and Joe Kelly hasn't thrown a pitch yet. So those are a lot of key relievers that are out. And right now, who would you turn to for a high leverage out outside of Kenley Jansen and Blake Treinen? And I'm not sure where Dave Roberts is going to turn to tonight after Uceta. Maybe Mitchell White, but if it's a close game, yeah, he could use Kenley tonight because he hasn't pitched since Monday. But as this season goes along, in the next 2 to 3 weeks, how are the Dodgers going to keep their head above water with their offense struggling and so many relievers down? They better hope their starters continue to pitch the way they have, because if you had to give a team MVP right now, it wouldn't be to one individual player or pitcher. It would have to go to all five of those starters. And tonight, they don't have any one of those five on the mound, so they're hoping that the Dodgers can score some runs for this bullpen game.
Last couple of years, when the Dodgers and Brewers meet up, we heard about Yelly and Belly. Well, Christian Yelich is not in the lineup. Where exactly is the Wesley product?
Yeah, well, yesterday he participated in a simulated game. He's been out for about 10 days with a bad back. So has Lorenzo Cain. He's been out as well, and they both participated in a simulated game at that new ballpark. New name ballpark. I forgot what it was, Tim. But either way, it seems like Yelich may be able to play in this series, maybe tomorrow, possibly Sunday. But Lorenzo Cain is definitely out for the next two games after today. But Yelich has an outside chance of playing.
Dave, the Dodgers are thin their bullpen, but so are the Brewers for tonight's game.
Yeah, that's right. Devin Williams has thrown in four of the last 6 days. That means that he is more than likely out. And Josh Hader still got the kid gloves on him in Milwaukee. He hasn't thrown in back-to-back days, you know, except one time this year. So the Dodgers may catch a break if this game is close and the Brewers have to rely on guys that are not Devin Williams and Josh Hader. So that's an advantage for the Dodgers tonight. But they're going up against a starter in Freddie Peralta that does throw a lot of fastballs. And the Dodgers have been a good fastball-hitting team. They just have not been good with the breaking stuff and the spin pitchers throw at him. A great example of that was Yu Darvish, both times that they faced him this year. So a fastball pitcher on the mound, hopefully the Dodgers can take advantage of that, because they do need runs tonight without any of their five starters on the mound. Instead, you got a rookie making his major league debut to start this game.
Thanks a lot, Dave. We'll check back with you in a couple of minutes. David, brought to you by Ford California. The future belongs to everyone, and now everyone can drive it with the 2021 Ford Explorer. The future comes standard at your Southern California Ford dealers. Coming up, we'll preview this pitching matchup with Edwin Uceta making his major league debut. But I need three contestants. It's time now for the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. 866-987-2570. Predict the player in the inning the most thrilling play will happen tonight. If you're correct, you're going to win season passes to Six Flags Magic Mountain. 866-987-2570. Dodgers and Brewers, first pitch from Milwaukee's at 5:10. I'm Tim Cates, the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee, Edwin Uceta, the 23-year-old at the Dominican Republic, Dodger rookie making his major league debut. He'll get the start for the Dodgers. First pitch coming up at 5:10.
This.
Oh, my God.
Are you not entertained?
Is the Six Flags most thrilling play of the game.
The thrill is calling at Six Flags Magic Mountain, now open daily. Your favorite coaster is waiting to thrill you, so reserve your tickets now at sixflags.com. We have our three contestants ready for the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. All right, Lonnie is first up. Lonnie, I need the player in the inning. The play of the game is going to happen tonight.
Gavin Lux in the seventh.
Gavin Lux in the seventh inning. All right, good luck to you. Bobby is next up. Bobby, what is your guess?
I'm going with my man, Max Muncy, in the sixth inning.
Max Muncy in the sixth inning. All right, good luck to you. Our third and final contestant is Matt. Matt, welcome to you. What is your guess?
Let's go Mookie Betts in the second inning.
Mookie Betts in the second inning. All right. Good luck to you, Matt. Good luck to Bobby, and good luck to Lonnie, our three contestants in the Six Flags Most Thrilling Play of the Game contest. Time now to find out who's in and who's out of the Dodger lineup.
Gone, a home run.
This is today's starting lineups, brought to you by In-N-Out.
That's what a hamburger is all about.
Since 1948, In-N-Out has been making their burgers fresh to order from their highest quality ingredients, of course. It's a family tradition, and that's what a hamburger is all about. All right, leading off with the Dodgers, Chris Taylor is in center field. Corey Seager batting second at shortstop. Justin Turner batting third and at third base. Max Muncy batting cleanup and playing first base. Will Smith batting fifth and doing the catching. A.J. Pollock is batting sixth in left field. Matt Beatty is batting seventh in right field. Gavin Lux is batting eighth and at second base. And on the mound, your starting pitcher batting ninth, number 92, Edwin Uceta, making his major league debut for the Dodgers tonight. When we come back here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll check in with Rick Monday as we lead up to first pitch from Milwaukee, Dodgers and Brewers, game two of this four-game set. I'm Tim Cates. This is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee. First pitch coming up at 5:10. Edwin Uceta makes his major league debut. 23-year-old right-hander for the Dodgers gets his first start. Still to come, we'll get you the keys to the game, and we'll dive deeper into this pitching matchup. But first...
And now, joined by David Massé, here's L.A. Dodgers broadcaster and World Series champion Dodger, Rick Monday.
All right, Rick, the Dodgers have a bullpen game after Trevor Bauer saved the bullpen with his performance last night.
I'll tell you what, there are games that you look at and you say, look, we need a big performance here. Well, last night was probably in that category because the Dodgers embarking upon this road trip, they would have liked to have gotten off to a better start, but they lose a one-run game, 2-1, did not score until the top of the ninth inning. But for Trevor Bauer, what a ball game! I mean, he goes 8 innings, allowed just 2 runs on the 4 hits. He gave up a home run, came on a 2-2 pitch to Travis Shaw. That was a curveball that was hit down the line. And for the Brewers, you know, they had already had a 2-out walk. Speaking of 2 outs, while Bauer was splendid, the offense for this Dodger ball club just keeps misfiring because they had, okay, only 1 run. They did have 9 hits, but here's the caveat to the 9 hits. 8 of the 9 hits came with 2 outs in the inning. So they've got to do a better job in getting runners on base earlier in the inning so they have a chance to maybe get them over, whether it be a base hit, maybe move some runners. Do you think about putting some runners into motion now, trying to force an issue? I don't really know the answer, but the answer has to come from the Dodger offense, and it needs to do a better job.
Rick, we always focus on individual at-bats, and I'm not sure if this is going on in the Dodger dugout, but don't you believe that these Dodger hitters have to have better game awareness of what's going on, the situation, all that, to try to get a run across the board?
David, how many years now, it's 2 or 3 now, that we have been talking about the Dodgers, not just patient hitters, and I think the patient hitters has maybe a connotation of being, well, laid back. That's not the case. Selective, I think, is a better word because it's an active word, being selective. The Dodgers have not really been as selective. Oh, they get a lot of walks, but what happens after the walks have been issued, especially if there have been 2 walks in the inning? Swinging at the first pitch. There's nothing wrong with swinging at the first pitch after you've had a couple of walks in the inning or a couple of base hits in the inning. The question is for a hitter, and the hitter has to make this judgment afterwards, was it a good pitch? Was it a hitter's pitch? Well, the hitter's pitch is not necessarily a quote-unquote strike. A hitter's pitch in a critical situation is a pitch that you want to be able to hit in a certain zone that you're looking at. And depending upon the situation of the ballgame, that zone could be the size of a softball. It could be the size of a volleyball. It could be the size of a basketball. But when you start to swing and get over-anxious at the pitches off the plate, just on the corners, right at the knees, right at the top of the strike zone, that's what you consider pitcher's pitches. And in my estimation, the Dodgers have been swinging at too many pitches, borderline of pitcher's pitches early in counts.
Today, Mookie Betts gets a day off, Rick. Dave Roberts said it has nothing to do with any sort of injury or just trying to get him off his feet after struggling since coming back from that back issue. This was a scheduled day off, but could it have a little bit more of a benefit than just a day off?
I think, and put it very quickly, yes, I think it can have some benefits, and here's why. Whether or not it's still lingering effects from the lower back stiffness, which Dave Roberts says it's not. We don't have access to talk to the players. I'm not certain the players would really tell us anyway, but the numbers are what the numbers are. Since Mookie Betts returned from that lower back stiffness, he's hitting at .213. The last 10 games, he's 9-43. Let me do the math for you. It's a .209 average. And in those 43 at-bats, 12 strikeouts, the last 13 games he's hitting at .214. Here's the one thing that has me puzzled about Mookie Betts, and he is an all-out player. He gives you everything that he has on any given day. I'm surprised right now that he's taking as many called third strikes as he is. In my estimation, and having been there before, I just don't think he's picking the ball up really out of the pitcher's hand right now. I think he's in a little bit of a funk, a little bit of a slump, however you want to do it. And from time to time, a hitter's going to go into that. For whatever reason, you just don't seem to pick the ball up until it's almost on top of you at home plate. And for what I'm seeing with Mookie Betts, I'd be surprised if that's not the situation.
And like you always say, Rick, when you're in a slump, everybody seems to be a hitting coach no matter where you go.
Yeah, and everybody seems to be a Cy Young Award winner that's pitching against you. And also when you're not hitting, David, every time you go to home plate, you want to look up to the guy that's operating the scoreboard and say, wait a minute, there's got to be a mistake. You've already got 2 strikes up on the board against me right now. But if you're in a slump, it always seems like you have 2 strikes. It's never the count 3-0.
All right, Rick, thanks a lot for the insight. Really, that was the best I've heard about what may be going on with Mookie Betts, so appreciate it.
Well, hopefully he's going to get hot. He has the scheduled off day tonight. The Dodgers collectively have to hit better, and then hopefully Mookie, well, he's going to be red hot when he comes back tomorrow night.
You don't have to worry about slumps anymore, Rick. You're in the booth with us. We'll send it back to you, Tim.
All right. Thanks, guys. Dodger fans, live racing is back at Santa Anita Park. Purchase tickets online at santaanita.com/events and use promo code BLUE for 40% off reserve seats. Special terms and conditions apply. Also, enter for a chance to a day at the races at Santa Anita, which includes a 6-person box, a $100 food and beverage cart, and a betting lesson from a Santa Anita wagering ambassador. It's a $200 value with a winner chosen every week. Enter for this experience at am570lasports.com/promotion. Still to come here on Dodgers on Deck, we'll get you a preview of this pitching matchup. Rick and Tim will have the keys to the game, but up next, we go high and tight with Joe Torre. It's the Dodgers and the Brewers' first pitch in Milwaukee at 5:10. I'm Tim Cates, world champion Dodgers Audio Network. Leading up the Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee, Morongo Casino, Dodgers on Deck. Morongo Casino, the newest, friendliest, and safest casino. Good times. Edwin Nuceta and Freddie Peralta, the pitching matchup. First pitch coming up at 5:10. Time now to go high and tight with David Vasse.
David Vasse.
And now, what will likely be Vasse fielding insults from a Dodger player.
It's an engagement of endearment.
This is High and Tight.
Well, we're joined right now by a former Dodger manager, but more importantly, a man that managed 29 years in Major League Baseball. He was a World Series champion with the Yankees 4 times, including winning 3 in a row from 1998 to 2000. And you can't forget about his great playing career. This man won the 1971 batting championship and MVP. And I'm talking about the Hall of Famer, Joe Torre. Joe, thanks a lot for calling in. Appreciate it.
Well, David, it's nice reminiscing with you. You know, I 29 years. It's crazy. I mean, I got my first opportunity back in 77, and I was a player at the time, and, you know, who would have ever thunk, you know, that it would have lasted that long. I wound up, you know, managing the Mets for 5 years, then I went to the Braves for a few years, and then I came out your way. Broadcasting for Gene Autry with the Angels for 6 years. And ever since then, I've been on a magic carpet ride, really.
Joe Torre is our guest. All right, Joe, you led me into the number one question here in Los Angeles. Since you were the manager of 3 consecutive World Series championship teams, what makes it possible to be able to go back-to-back? The Dodgers are trying to do it for the first time since your Yankees. Is there any insight on how you were able to do that, how your team was able to do that?
Well, but Dave Roberts, I mean, you know, he's been smelling this thing for a few years. So I don't think Dave Roberts is going to take anything for granted. That's not his personality. He's done a great job getting back to the big show, you know, a number of times. But to me, I always felt that, you know, when you win the World Series, and again, let me go back, if I may, to my first meeting with my team in 96 in spring training. You know, I'm a sports fan, and I noticed basketball. I mean, I'm a fan of basketball, football, and I've noticed teams that win spend a lot of time celebrating it, and for some reason, a number of them don't show up the next year. I was just determined, because I'm inheriting a team with the Yankees in 96, that had, you know, just been a stone's throw away from getting to the World Series. And, you know, so I'm not talking to any, you know, inexperienced people. But I told them, I said, I've never been to a World Series. My coaches all have been, you know, either as a coach or a player. I said, and I don't want to just win one. I want to win 3 in a row. And the reason I did that, I just wanted to let them know that, you know, you basically have to prove yourself. And when you win the first one, you need to prove yourself to yourself every day. And, you know, let's just show them this is not a freak. You know, this was not a fluke or a freak of nature that this happened. And every spring, we would go out, David, and work on the fundamentals, you know, things that we all know how to do, but we worked on everything like it was the first day of school. And I don't know if that's the reason, but our mentality was that we had something to prove. We didn't look at it like, look what we just did, because that's in the rearview mirror. You can only look forward, and because you've got another challenge on your hands. And that's the way I looked at it. And, you know, a lot of these players, they never stopped to admire what they accomplished. They were very, very special, and I was very fortunate to inherit a good number of them.
Speaking of that, Joe, your former pitcher, Clayton Kershaw, finally got to the promised land and won that World Series ring. You were with him when he made his major league debut. How happy and relieved were you for him? What were your feelings to see him celebrate after coming up short so many years?
Well, you know, one thing about Kersh, he's going to give you everything he's got. He has a fire in his belly that doesn't go away. And I was so tickled for him because, you know, he was criticized so often for, I mean, trying to say that he couldn't win a big game. I mean, that was probably the dumbest thing I've ever heard anybody say about Kershaw, is he couldn't win the biggest games or big games. But I was really excited for him. And the fact that he, you know, maybe he didn't, you know, statistically do a whole lot to, you know, to win a particular or be a big part of a particular series. But the way he affects other people around him is the contribution that he also makes. You know, he makes all those, especially pitchers, better. And he gives those players the confidence of playing behind them because they know he knows what he's doing and he's got a belly full of guts.
Before I let you go, tomorrow's the Kentucky Derby, so we know you, yeah. you keep a foot into that arena. You said you're a sports fan, so is there one horse you're keeping an eye on?
Well, I guess my eye keeps going toward Medina Spirit, only because of Bob Baffert. You know, Johnny Velasquez and Van Baffert, you know, he's probably, what is he, 15, 20 to 1 or whatever it is, but you know, Baffert's worked some magic before, but there are a lot of good horses in this race, obviously, but who knows when you have 20 horses going down the stretch and then looks like the, essential quality is the odds on favorite 3-5, but there have been a lot of long shots that have won the Derby over the years. So I'm pulling for Bob Baffert.
All right, sounds good. Bob Baffert has had the impact on horse racing like Joe Torre on baseball, that's for sure, the success. Joe, thanks a lot for the time. I really appreciate it. It's so great to hear your voice. We're happy that you're healthy and safe, and thanks again for everything you're doing with the Safe at Home Foundation. Again, visit joetorre.org to get more information and to help. Please help, like Joe and his wife and his family is doing. Thanks a lot, Joe, and we'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, David. You're a champ for doing this. I appreciate it.
There he goes, Tim, one of the great managers and players of all time, Hall of Fame manager Joe Torre. We'll send it back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, Dave. Dodgers baseball is brought to you by Aria, rooms and suites beyond compare, a dining destination that thrills and the best entertainment steps away. That's how we Vegas book at Aria.com. Still to come, Rick and Tim will get you the keys to the game, but up next, we're going to dive deeper into this pitching matchup. Dodgers going with the rookie on the mound tonight. It's the Dodgers and Brewers from Milwaukee. First pitch at 5:10. I'm Tim Cates. It's the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network.
If you're getting ready for Cinco de Mayo, remember to grab an ice-cold Modelo.
Modelo Especial is crisp, it's clean, it's refreshing. It is, of course, brewed with that fighting spirit, and it's made with the highest quality ingredients for a taste that is pure gold.
It's not Cinco without Modelo Especial. Please drink responsibly.
Becoming America's best-selling.
Dodgers and Brewers were 15 minutes away from first pitch. Game 2 of this 4-game set for Milwaukee.
Hung on and missed strike three. Yeah!
And now before the blue hits the field, we take a look at the pitching matchups.
Presented by your Southern California Toyota dealers, head to Toyota's We Make It Easy sales event where you'll find great ways to save on a new Toyota. Visit buyatoyota.com to see your dealer for all offers. They make it easy. Edwin Uceta on the mound, the 23-year-old rookie out of the Dominican Republic. 6 foot, 155 pounds. Didn't play baseball until the age of 11. He worked at a gas station until the age of 16 to help pay for school. He signed with the Dodgers in 2016 at the age of 18. He was a late bloomer. Last year, he was at the alternate camp. Had to go back to 2019, his last full season pitching in the minor leagues. Really good. He split time between A-ball and Double-A. He made 24 starts in 2019. He went 11-2 with a 2.77 ERA, 141 strikeouts. He is going up against 24-year-old right-hander Freddy Peralta, who's 2-0 on the season, making his fifth start. Opponents are batting just 169 against him. Last time out, four innings, allowed two runs on five hits while striking out seven in a no decision against the Dodgers. His only career regular season appearance came in relief in 18 at Dodger Stadium. He's faced the Dodgers in the postseason twice, in 18 and in 2020. Dodgers and Brewers, keys to the game are next. I'm Tim Cates, and this is the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. First pitch coming up at 5:10.
Thanks, Tim. When we look at the pitching tonight, Edwin Uceta makes his major league debut. Right now, Baseball America has him listed as the 22nd best prospect for the Dodgers. He will go a couple of innings at least, we would think, but he will be part of a bullpen day.
It's going to be fun to watch him. He worked on the cut fastball in spring training, so we'll find out what that's going to be tonight. The fastball, pretty good velocity on it, the big slurve on the breaking ball, and a changeup on top of that. On the flip side of the coin, Dodgers have to figure out Freddy Peralta is making a fifth start. He's allowed just a 169 batting average against, and he can be a tough customer if he's throwing strikes and really on the target.
The Dodgers have a rested bullpen thanks to the complete game from Trevor Bauer last night. If there was a silver lining of any kind in that game last night, it was the fact that Bauer ate up all the innings.
Good night for the offense to go get him, and hopefully it's going to be an enjoyable major league debut by Edwin Uceta.
So we count you down to the first pitch. American Family Field in Milwaukee, the site. The roof is closed. The Brewers and the Dodgers, game two of this four-game set. Edwin Uceta making his major league debut. The third Dodger this year, by the way, to make his major league debut. Luke Raley and DJ Peters, the others. So Brewers and Dodgers coming up shortly, Tim.
All right, looking forward to Edwin Uceta making his major league debut. Signed for $10,000 out of the Dominican Republic at the age of 18 back in 2016. Wasn't a sought-after prospect. Worked his way up quickly. Again, 2019, his last full season in the minor leagues. Pretty good. 11-2, 141 strikeouts between A-ball and Double-A. Last year at the alternate camp, and making his major league debut tonight. At the age of 11, he started playing baseball, and here he is at the age of 23, getting the start in the big leagues. It's the Dodgers and Brewers. First pitch, and we come back. I'm Tim Cates. It's been Morongo Casino Dodgers on deck on the World Champion Dodgers Audio Network. Enjoy the game, everybody.